Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Amy.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
How you doing, Amy?
Hi, everybody. So, welcome
to
the 1 to 2 p.m. show at WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are outside the lines here in Medford, Massachusetts.
I missed you, Amy.
I missed you too, guys. So, I had some medical stuff going on Friday, so I wasn't here to DJ our show. I apologize for that. And then I just got back from Disney, so my buddy's here. Disney was awesome. It was great.
How'd you do it?
She's great. So my daughter's team cheerleading squad, the Mighty Might Medium Level 2 division of Winchester Sachem's cheerleading, came in second place in the nation. Yeah. So let's give them a big round of applause, right? All right, Mia and her teammates. But anyway, so that's why I wasn't here, and I just got back. So today, I'm here with all my friends, as usual. I brought my entourage from outside the lines. Yeah, I am, Alice. So we're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves. Let's start with you.
CJ.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
Everything is good.
Awesome. So, CJ, we talked about discussing this time of year, and this time of year is a big holiday season for us. We just had Thanksgiving. What else is coming up?
Christmas.
And what else?
New Year's.
And what else?
The holidays.
Hanukkah. Kwanzaa.
Yep.
And a ton of other holidays. For every culture, we all have our own version of the Christmas season or Christmas holidays, right? Wherever we're from, we all have our special holidays, but those are the ones that I'm familiar with. You guys may know some that I don't know about, so educate me, please. But want to know, what is your favorite part of the holiday season? What do you think, CJ?
I like presents.
Presents. Presents are always good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who would be giving you a present?
Santa Claus.
Santa brings you presents.
Yeah.
I love that. Santa brings me presents, too. CJ, thank you so much for answering that question. And who's this young lady right here next to you? Hi. Hi, Alice. How are you?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm okay. So, Alice, what is your favorite part of the holiday season?
Christmas.
Christmas.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, and what else?
When we get presents.
Presents are also a definitely a good thing. So, but what else do you love about Christmas besides the present?
Seeing Santa Claus.
Seeing Santa Claus? I know. He's a cool guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
I want to wear that red suit one someday, but I can't find one my size.
I like when he has the white beard.
The white beard? Yeah, he really does have a white beard, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Alice, thank you so much for that. Who are you, sir?
Patrick,
want to bring up your microphone or share that one with Alice? Let's see, bring it over to you, buddy. Yeah. Easy with it. All right, let's pull it up a little. Hi.
Hi.
How are you, Patrick?
Good.
Good. So, Patrick, the same question. What do you love about this time of year, the holiday season?
To get more gifts for Christmas, to get Teddy's toys, bathrobe and slippers.
Bathrobe and slippers are definitely good gifts to get, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I would be so lucky if someone would buy me a bathrobe and slippers, because I would wear it all day long. You know, remember like that? Does anybody know who wears their bathrobe? Does anyone know the icon, famous guy who used to wear his bathrobe and slippers, his pajamas all day long? Anybody know?
I can't remember.
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Does anybody know who Hugh Hefner is? Hugh Hefner's not alive anymore, but yeah, he was the guy that created a magazine for men and called Playboy.
And he passed away.
He did pass away, but the guy wore his pajamas all day long. And if I could get away with wearing my pajamas all day long, I'd be pretty lucky, don't you think?
Yeah.
We should have pajama day at work. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Cynthia. Maybe Cynthia will let us wear, maybe we'll have a holiday party at the studio. Maybe we can wear cool winter pajamas. Do you think she'll let us?
Yeah.
Do you guys like that idea?
Yeah.
I do too. Oh, Patrick, thank you so much. Alrighty. Ladies, over here on the left, excuse me. You, young lady. Young lady. Who are you? Kim. I know. Hi, Kimmy. How are you? Kimmy, what's your favorite part of the holiday season?
No.
You don't like the holiday?
No.
You don't like Christmas?
Woo-hoo.
You like dogs?
Yeah.
Do you like dogs playing in the snow?
Yeah.
What do I? What's my favorite part? Well, ask me after everybody else has gone. But thank you, Kim.
Yeah.
And Sylvia.
I want to sing I Walked Alone.
You will sing it soon, friend. I want to know, what is your favorite part of the holiday season?
Christmas.
Christmas. Wonderful. What do you like about Christmas, my friend? Sylvia, what do you like about Christmas?
Thanksgiving.
And she likes Thanksgiving, too. Awesome. What's your favorite part about Christmas? Is it Christmas carols? Is it being with people who love you?
Love you.
Oh, that's a good one, Sylvia. Sylvia, thank you so much for that. Okay, other friends at the studio. Hi, young lady.
It's Michaela.
Hi, Michaela. How are you? Michaela, what is your favorite part about the holiday season?
Thanksgiving.
So you like Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah.
That's one of your favorite holidays? And what do you like about Thanksgiving?
I went to Pauline's house to have, because she gave me leftover foods like stuffing and squash and green beans and other kinds of Thanksgiving food.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. That is great, Michaela. So that's what was one of your favorite memories from Thanksgiving?
And she can't have wheat and dairy, so I got the food from her.
Oh, she can't have wheat and dairy, so you had the food for her?
Yeah. So she had leftovers for me.
She had leftovers for you specifically? That's so nice. We love Pauline. Pauline's a great woman. Thank you, Miss Michaela. And Nick. Hi, Nick. Everybody say hi to Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Nick, so what is your favorite part about the holiday season? Do you like getting presents? Give me a high five if you like getting presents. Yes. I like getting presents too, Nick. Nick, do you like Christmas music? Give me a high five if you like Christmas music. He does, everyone. That's another high five. Nick, do you like snow? Another high five. All right. So Nick likes a lot of things about Christmas. That's great. Alrighty, and I have two other friends that are here. Nicole just stepped out, but Leah is here. Hi, Leah. Come on up to the microphone, Leah. Leah is one of our interns from Lesley University, and unfortunately, it's Leah's last day at the studio, so some of our friends are kind of sad, and, you know, Leah has been awesome, but Leah, do you have any wonderful words to say to our friends at Outside the Lines?
I would say something, but I'm not allowed to say that word, so I really care about all of you guys. You know the word.
Leah, you're awesome, and we actually loved every minute. Like, you were a super big help. Everybody here loves you. You did great groups. You were very helpful. So, Leah, let's go out with a bang. What is your favorite thing about the holiday season?
Oh, my gosh. How do I pick one? I like baking Christmas cookies.
Oh, that is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like eating Christmas cookies.
Oh, me too.
I think that's great. All right, Nicole is here. Nicole, come on up to the microphone, Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole works at Outside the Lines with us, and she's a very cool tattoo on her arm. I never saw that. Nicole, tell us, what is one of your favorite things about the holiday season?
I like... So I celebrate Hanukkah. I'm Jewish, and I like eating latkes with my family.
What is a latke?
It's like a little pancake made of potato, and it's fried in oil, and it's really good.
I think that's...
Can I make them for lunch?
I don't know why not. We'd have to ask Cynthia. I would say absolutely, but I'm sure she would approve it. I think that's great. So, like, that's what I said at the beginning. I don't think you heard me. So, at the beginning, I said, this time of year, I asked CJ what kind of holidays there were. Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. And I said, and there's probably a million other holidays that I don't know about because I'm just not culturally linguistic or, like, educated. I'm ignorant in that area besides the main ones that, you know, we all focused on when we were kids and learned about. But, like, you know, you're bringing something new to the table. Hanukkah. I know a little bit about Hanukkah, but I think it's great to teach, you know, our friends at the studio more about Hanukkah. And I wish maybe somebody, if somebody could call in to our studio, actually, that could tell me about another holiday that happens this time of year that I may not have mentioned, give us a call in at the studio. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say in between our sets. So
maybe I could do some research.
Yeah, I think that would be great. So, Nicole, thank you very much.
I like it, Nicole.
All right, folks. So, today, we got Nicole and Leah. Everybody.
What about Amy?
Oh, what about me? All right, everybody. I am Amy, and I am your DJ. The favorite, let me think. I want to say my favorite part of this holiday season is, and like Leah said, I can't just pick one, but I like being with my family and my daughter, and I like to see her reaction to the gifts that Santa has brought, and the whole milk and cookies for Santa, and Christmas magic. Christmas magic is...
And you like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, Santa does like chocolate chip cookies, and the reindeer like carrots at our house, so I don't know about anybody else, but what I like to do is I like to take a ride, on the Polar Express. So there's a Polar Express train that goes to a bunch of different towns throughout the region in Massachusetts. Each town has their own little version of it, and you get to ride on the train, the Polar Express, and it's kind of like the movie in the book, which is absolutely awesome. So that's what I love about the holiday season. What is it? It does go to a bunch of different places, and it's super cool. So that's it, everybody. We went through everybody. So everyone, give yourselves a round of applause. That was wonderful. And Kimmy, no, I did swim when I was in Florida. Yes, I did have a good time. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
So today we're going to, now that we're going to talk about, you know, we're talking about Christmas, and we're really in the Christmas spirit over here. So our folks today have chosen a mix of songs. Some of them are... some of them are Christmas songs, but then again, some of them are like a little a mix of songs today. So let's see. Our first pick of the day would be from our friend Patrick. Patrick chose a little Frank Sinatra, and it's called An Old-Fashioned Christmas. So Patrick, thank you very much for choosing that one. Let's bring it on out. Little Frankie. All right, folks. Ooh, Patrick. It's called An Old-Fashioned Christmas. Is that it, buddy?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what's going on. Oh, goodness. Give me 1 second, folks. Do, do, do. All right. Please bear with us, folks, having technical difficulties. Let me just go ahead and put something on until I fix it. Yeah, you know, sometimes things are out of our control, friend.
like I'm some sort of stranger you haven't got to know before. When my gut said you weren't in it, you said stay. We're really not that different. So
Sinatra for Patrick. Here you go, Patrick.
Give me an old-fashioned Christmas, an old-fashioned Christmas. Family faces, wide open spaces, covered with snow. Right now my mom's there in the kitchen, basting the Christmas bird. You'll have to take my word, you can't find that at the automat. An old-fashioned fireplace, give me an old-fashioned fireplace. My heart remembers smoldering embers, warm your glow. I'd trade that whole Manhattan skyline, the shimmering steel and chrome, for one old-fashioned Christmas back home.
An old-fashioned Christmas, give me an old-fashioned Christmas.
Basting the Christmas bird. You'll have to take my word, you can't find that at the automat. An old-fashioned fireplace, give me an old-fashioned fireplace. My heart remembers smoldering embers, warmly aglow. I'd trade the whole Manhattan skyline, the shimmering steel and chrome, for one old-fashioned Christmas back home.
All right. Thank you very much, CJ. Patrick, sorry about that. We have Alice's pick.
You better watch out. You better
Santa
not
Claus is
coming. You better
down.
Not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Gather round. He's making a list. Checking it twice. twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake.
You better
watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns and little toy drums, Rudy toot toots and rummy tum tums, Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly head dolls, a toddle and cool, elephant boats and kitty cars too, Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids and girls in Boyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm a-telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard.
He's coming to town.
All right. Thank you so much, Alice. That was a good choice. Next up, we get a song from CJ. CJ.
Christmas and a happy new year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Michael Jackson. Jackson 5.
Thank you.
just gotta believe. Come on, fellas, believe me. You just gotta believe.
All right, CJ, thank you for that suggestion. All right, we've got a song for our friend at the studio, Denise.
Joe's Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. The bells on bobtail ring, they make our spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank and we got upset. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Get up.
Kayla, your song is coming next, and it's called, what's your song called? It's not a Christmas song, but it is sure is a fun one. Georgia Satellites, Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Won't you call you on the telephone, baby? I give you a ring, but each time we talk, same old thing. Always no hooky no kissy until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. We'll be right back.
keep your hands to yourself.
Thank you, Michaela. Next up is Kim. Who let the dogs out? Thank you for that one. Next up, we have Sylvia, Little Johnny Cash. Sylvia, we know you want to sing I Walk the Line. Guess what we're going to play for you? A Little Johnny Cash. Sylvia absolutely loves Johnny Cash. Ah, goodness. Please hold.
I keep a close watch. watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
All right, Sylvia, thanks for that one. All right, Joe, we only got a couple more minutes left. But while we're here, we are gonna go play a song from, let's see, our friend Martin. And let's see, Martin is back at the studio. Martin wants to hear The Year 2525 by very cool people, Zager and Evans.
The year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do and say is in the bill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth walking.
What he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive,
all right, guys, this is going to be our last song of the day. This song is chosen by Nick. Everybody, this is our Boston theme song, Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline,
good times never seem so good.
I've been inclined
everybody. Thank you so much. That actually, unfortunately, concludes our show for today, but we have Michaela, who is going to do, we didn't do our public service announcements because we wanted Michaela to read this special announcement, and Michaela, why don't you go right ahead and read that announcement for WMFO.
The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the donate tab. Fill out the donations, Drive Google form, and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do.
Thank you, everybody. That was Michaela. This is a time, good time of year to get some donations to WMFO. It's a wonderful organization. We love it here. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Outside the Lines from 1 to 2. We will see you all.